media members who've just joined our call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call from the William & Mary Tribe, head coach Tony Shaver and his senior forward Paul Rowley. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Rob. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Coach, I'll start with you, and certainly an interesting mix with your team. You got six returning guys, including four guys from last year who played quite a few minutes, but also a five-man freshman class that I know you're counting on. How are things coming together for your team so far in practice?
Well, it's been a good couple weeks of practice. It is an interesting team, though, Rob, in that I think what we've done really well in recent years has been to stay old. We've been winning and playing with a lot of juniors and seniors, and this team's going to be a little different. We have only six returning players, really only four that played quality minutes last year, and Paul Rowley and our three juniors. So not a large nucleus returning, but I will say this, in that nucleus there's some good experience and some very talented players. But it is going to be a team we're going to have to count on these young players to give us some quality minutes.
We've got a couple media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Melissa.
Our first question comes from the line of Shane Metlin, Daily News Record.
Hey, Tony, this is you mentioned staying old. Something that I've noticed around the conference is there hasn't been kind of the rash of transfers that a lot of other mid-major leagues have seen with, guys developing the stars and then moving on to high major programs. What does it say about just the schools and the programs that are in the CAA that really hasn't happened so much, at least this year?
Well, it's certainly bucks the trend of college basketball today, and I don't know that I can speak for other schools, but for us, it's a statistic we're proud of. I mean, we've only had two transfers in 13 years out of our program, and I think it says a lot of things. It says a lot about the quality of the student that comes to William & Mary. What the school has to offer. Guys don't come here just for basketball. I think it says a lot about the quality of players on our team, and I think it says speaks to our staff, and particularly our assistant coaches, who do a really good job. We put a very high premium on recruiting guys that fit the mold at William & Mary, fit guys that can be successful here. And I think we've changed that mold in recent years a little bit, but we're proud of that statistic. I mean, we don't have a lot of guys that, don't remain good teammates and find a way to help us be successful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And your next question comes to the line of Dave Johnson at Daily Press.
Tony, you seem like you'll have a lot of versatile players, which could lead to playing a whole lot of players in a given game. I know it's absurdly early, but do you look at it and at this point and think of how many you might be playing in a game?
I really don't know a number, Dave, but I do think you're right in that we will play a lot of people. We hope to pick up our pressure, our intensity on the defensive end a little bit. We certainly can get better defensively. So I want to go back to some things I've done earlier in my coaching career a little bit successfully. And with that nucleus of six returning players, we'll certainly get quality minutes. But we have some young guys that I think are good, and they've shown good in practice so far. And it's in some cases a better athlete than we've had that will allow us to do a little bit more. So you may see us pick up a little bit more full court and I would really like to. I think it's certainly realistic to think we're going to play 9 or 10 guys on a regular basis.
If I could just follow that up, what are the challenges when you have so many new players coming in one season like this?
Well, they're great challenges, and as I mentioned, I think we've stayed old in the last 5 or 6 years, and this will be a little different. Now, we do have some experience. I think that's important. These young guys aren't coming in here by themselves. I mean, if Paul and Matt, Nathan, and Justin do a good job of leading, they still have somebody to follow. But we've seen the difficulties of it in the first two and a half weeks of practice. I mean, every drill's new, every defensive fundamental's new, every play's new, every cut's new, and so we have to explain a lot to these guys. But I do love the confidence of this young group, and you know, I think good things can be ahead for us.
Thanks.
And our next question comes from the line of John Titel, HoopsHD.com.
Hey, Coach. Two-part question. What is it like to coach a D1 athlete who's also in law school, and is he still not allowed to whistle while he plays?
it's a pretty cool thing for Paul and for all of us. But, you know, he'll graduate from Wayne Mountain this year with two undergraduate degrees and a law school degree from William & Mary. So it's pretty amazing. A little bit intimidating, too, maybe, because he's a lot smarter than I am. So I got to watch what I say around him. But, you know, Paul's a joy to coach, and it is funny about the whistling. I've been asked that a lot, and how much Paul enjoys playing the game, and I've answered that sometimes, and I said I'm not sure that's a great thing to whistle on the court, but you know what? Paul and I have talked about this, but I think if we do it right, I've been good for Paul, and Paul's really been good for me. You know, to do two different approaches in some ways. So it's been a cool thing to coach him.
Paul, building on that, with you, all of a sudden is the senior in the group and the veteran. How has your role changed this season?
Right. Well, I think, again, we've talked about how young of a team we have, and again, this is year five for me. So I've been around. I've seen how things are done here. I think a large part of my role is helping get these young guys kind of on board with the way we do things here. We've built a successful culture. We've built a winning culture, and we've built a fun culture. I mean, we talked about how people don't transfer out of here. We've got guys drafted in the NBA, and you know, guys meeting academic goals. So it's a special place. It's just kind of my job to show the guys that and remind them that on a daily basis. And you can make the generic comments about trusting the process and working hard, but again, we've built a great culture here, and we have a lot of talent coming in with this freshman class and even some underclassmen who haven't proven themselves on the court yet, but we're really excited about. So it's my job to help get everybody on board and going in the right direction and kind of help reach that success we know we can have this year.
Every year since you've been there, the team's been in the top four of the standings. You've been to the semifinals, at least to the semifinals of the tournament every year since you've been there. Is this a team that can win a CAA championship, and what's it going to take?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. I think we have the talent. I mean, we've had the talent in previous years. I think for us, again, we've made a lot of strides on the defensive side of the ball. I think that's going to be huge for us. I mean, we've been a fantastic offensive team, and we've had our share of struggles defensively, and I think that's been a big point of emphasis for us in this offseason. Additionally, we've made big strides in our high-performance program, doing things off the court, in the weight room, with nutrition stuff, and I think we're really looking to kind of, you know, again, as you said, we've been close. We've been really close. We've had the talent. We've had the team to get it done. I think we're looking to squeak out that extra, you know, 10%, that extra 5%, extra 2% to push us over the edge, and I think we have a great group to do that this year.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Tony Shaver and his senior forward Paul Rowley. If you have questions for either of them, just hit *1 on your keypad. Tony, last year you guys make NCAA history. You lead the nation in field goal shooting and over 50% from the floor, 40 from three, and 80 from the line, and the top two in all three of those categories. Does this team have the ability to make shots similar to the way the last year's team did?
You know, Rob, I think this will be a good shooting team. I'm not sure we'll be as good as a year ago, but I think that we can certainly put it in the hole. But I do think we'll be better defensively. Our personnel allows us to be a little bit better there. But, you know, it was a remarkable team to watch play. I mean, the only team in college basketball history to go 80-54, and that's a pretty remarkable feat. And some of them were, I mean, Paul, Connor, and Matt, guys were such great shooters. When they missed, it kind of made me mad. You know, it's like, come on, guys. But just phenomenal shooting and trusting each other, too. I mean, the offense creates some shots, but, you know, you got to make them. And they were really, really fun to watch.
We got another media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Melissa.
And that's from the line of Dave Johnson, Daily Press.
Paul, I was actually going to ask you the same thing that Rob just asked you, Coach. How do you see this team, other than personnel-wise, how do you see it as different from last year in terms of that, in terms of the offense and the defense?
Right. Well, so obviously we lost some very talented guys, Dave Cohn and Connor Birchfield, and even Oliver Tott, who kind of was the Swiss Army knife and could fill any role for us. I think again, our personnel, we're going to be a stronger defensive team this year. We got guys, Luke Lowy stepping in, running point guard. He's a bigger guard, great defensive player. Chase, as a freshman, is going to be huge defensively. So I think it's I think we're going to shoot the ball pretty well. Still, we can still shoot the heck out of the ball, and yeah, offensively, you know, we run coach's stuff, and it's been really good to us. You know, he keeps adding new wrinkles and twists to keep things fresh, and you know, he gets us open shots. It's kind of our job to knock them down. But I think, again, with how deep this team is, I think maybe a little bit of full court pressure could go a long way in helping us on the defensive end.
Tony, before I let you go, Nathan Knight and Justin Pierce, both last year as sophomores, had breakout years. Both earned all conference honors. Talk about a little bit about their development from last year, and what have those guys worked on over the offseason to take their game to yet another level?
Well, it says a lot about this league, doesn't it, to think that those two guys are not first team all preseason, you know, all conference players. I mean, it really does, because they're really good players. You know, Nathan had a great summer. I think he's slimmed down. I think he's gotten stronger. He's really worked on his perimeter skills more, you know, which will make him, you know, more of a threat. Justin had a great spring and early summer. Unfortunately, broke his wrist back in July and, you know, really missed 2 months of action. It's a shooting wrist, too, so it obviously limits what he can do. But he's gotten stronger. He's really gotten more explosive, which is almost hard to imagine. He's faster. He's quicker off the ground, which he's always been a great leaper. But Justin's only been back with us for a couple of days now and looked very good. But, you know, missing those 2 months were tough on him because he spent so much time preparing. But two good young players, and with Paul, they've got to be guys that lead this team.
All right, Tony and Paul, thanks so much for taking time with us here this afternoon. Good luck in the rest of practice and the start of your season.
Thank you, guys.